You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 41.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Lloyd Burnett. Lloyd is a life coach, writer, and spiritual teacher. Lloyd is the best-selling author of The Voice Inside Your Head, How to Use Your Mind to Constantly Create Financial Security and Attract Money. He helps people break through barriers and get into the flow of abundance, peace, and prosperity. He is a Huffington Post blogger and contributor on Mind Body Green and The Elephant Journal. He was recently invited to Singapore to give a TED Talk. Well, welcome, Lloyd. Thank you so much for joining me today on Mindful Marketing. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me, Kimberly. It's a real honor to be on such a rich show, such a rich podcast. So thank you for bringing me on.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear everything. So let's start with, I want to hear your personal story. We all have our story about how we ended down our journey and our path to where we are today. So what's your personal journey?
Well, my personal journey in business, it kind of all mixes together with business and spirituality. But I started off in working as a personal trainer and a health coach and helping people with their mind, body, and soul through food. And I was very successful at that. I started programs where people were losing weight and connecting to their body and feeling better than ever and having these amazing results. But the more I got to this point where the more work I was doing in that area, the more dissatisfaction I was feeling. Something was off and I needed to kind of investigate what was off and try something different. So I decided to leave my job as a personal trainer and a health coach and go on this spiritual journey that basically took me to rock bottom financially and emotionally. And it was in that place of rock bottom where I thought that everything was done. I had spent all of my savings and I was emotionally spent. I had no more tears to cry. I was tired of the woe is me. And it was in that space where I decided that the gift that I was given in this lifetime, my purpose of helping people understand the patterns that keep them stuck, was wanting to express itself in a different way. And it was wanting to express itself with entrepreneurs. So I made the leap into working with entrepreneurs, becoming a spiritual teacher and a life coach for entrepreneurs to help them figure out what it is that is keeping them stuck. Because, you know, at the beginning of my journey as a coach for entrepreneurs, there was a time where I had the hardest time finding people who wanted to work with me. I couldn't give away my services and I was following all the right steps. I invested a lot of money in a personal business coach, in an online business school, and I had the perfect framework, but nothing was happening. And so that was when I realized that, hey, Lloyd, you know what it is? It's the inner work. It's that deeper work that was the basis of your work when you worked with people with food in their body that the entrepreneurs need is as well. They need to learn how to interrupt the patterns of lack and self-sabotage so that they can let their prosperity and abundance flow.
That's fantastic, because that's so true. We think, you know, entrepreneurs, we're going to start a business. And I love how you did it. You started and you're like, well, what's going on? Because you realize you had a plan down one path and that wasn't where you were supposed to be.
Exactly. I was there for the right amount of time, but, you know, I kind of overstayed my welcome, to tell you the truth. In the health industry, it was time for me to go, but I was so scared. I was so terrified of making that leap and following my intuition that there was something else out there that I just clung on to it. And that was the catalyst that got me to rock bottom, because I was too scared to let go.
Right. That's amazing. And congratulations for that, because that's such a huge step. And we all know how much courage that takes.
Exactly. Thank you.
So as you started the new business for entrepreneurs and you had everything lined up and it wasn't quite happening, what was the shift that you did to then make it take off and become a thriving business?
Mm-hmm. That is an excellent question. And the work that I did for myself is the work that I put out into the world to help others. And what it was diving deep into my fears. And, you know, there's this culture that I perceive that is, you know, get over your fears, you know, don't worry about your fears. People even like, F fear, you know, and, you know, just do it anyway. And I was following that mentality for a long time because I was scared to market to people. I was scared to ask people to buy from me. And so I was following this idea of just get over yourself, get over these fears and do it, and you'll feel better on the other side. And nothing was working. Nothing was materializing. And so what I decided to do was to dive a little deeper into these fears. And I started using a process that my business partner and I came called parts work. And it was basically diving into the parts of me that are terrified of making money, that are terrified of putting myself out there, and learning why they're terrified, and looking at the memories in the past of how these parts of me learned to be fearful, and doing that healing process, going to the root and healing the root rather than trying to ignore the actual problem that was at hand. So it was a very deep introspective journey that I took to embrace my fears, actually. I love my fears now. My fears are what have catapulted me into being homeless at one point to now I live by the ocean. I travel when I want to. I get invited to do big retreats and speak on amazing podcasts like your show, and it's all effortlessly.
That's incredible. And I love the diving deep into fears, and I, you know, we all have them. And I remember going through a point in my life where I used to say, I'm not afraid of anything. Like, what a little self-defensive thing. I'm afraid of nothing. And then once I did that deeper work as well, and you could see all the little paths and patterns, you're like, wow, I'm terrified.
Exactly. Yeah, we get this. You're so right. The whole, I had that too. The I'm not afraid of anything. There's nothing to be afraid of. And it's kind of like, it's a protection mechanism, because if we actually see that we are fearful of things, then people will perceive us as weak and vulnerable. So what we do is we basically fool ourselves into believing that we're not afraid and that nothing's going on underneath, and that I just need to concentrate on this marketing plan, or I need to network with these people and you know, just get in front of this group and just vomit out all of this information that I have, instead of worrying about, you know, why I'm scared to get in front of them. So it's like, yeah, we fool ourselves into believing that there's nothing underneath, just so we don't appear weak.
Yeah, it's so easy to fool ourselves too. It's pretty incredible.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah, it's the work that I do that I mentioned, parts work. It's basically, you know, we all have parts of us that make up our thoughts and our feelings, and we're always thinking and feeling many different things. It's not like, if I always explain it like, if a person loses their job, they're not just sad that they lost their job. They're also embarrassed. They could be embarrassed to tell their family that they lost their job. They could be excited because now they get to you know, go with this passion that they had on the side. So there's a lot of moving parts inside. And sometimes these parts, they're so clever and they want to protect us. And so they fool us into believing something that may not be true. And that believing that we don't have any fears is a protection mechanism. It's a way of survival, because many parts of us believe that it's dangerous or to be fearful, and it makes you vulnerable. So we fool ourselves to protect ourselves.
What a great lesson there. So in an effort to not fool ourselves and move forward through our fears, I know my mind, body, spirit entrepreneurs in particular have a lot of fears and issues with marketing and what it is. What do you think is the biggest challenge that mind, body, spirit entrepreneurs face in getting themselves out there?
Mm-hmm. That is a great question. And you're right. I remember you said when we were talking earlier that, you know, mind, body, spirit entrepreneurs are a little bit different. They're a different breed than other.
In a very good way. But yes, we are different.
Yeah, we're special, you know, we really are special. And it's that sensitivity that we have that draws us, I feel, to the mind, body, spirit industry, because we're connected to something. We're more sensitive to other people's needs and emotions, and also our own. And so that sensitivity sometimes can be turned to the max, where every little thing is interpreted as a sign that we can't do this, or this is dangerous to do this, or we're going to get rejected if we do this. And so with mind, body, spirit, it's really, it's important to look at those, to tap into those fears, because we're just more sensitive. We're more intuitive. We're more open to that side of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have to be open and aware, or we stand there frozen in fear.
Exactly.
So with you, what is your ideal client, and how are you marketing to them to get that ideal client to come to you?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, because I don't really market, to tell you the truth. I do something that my business partner, she coined this term. Her name is Carrie Nola, and she calls it marketing from the inside out. And so it's basically what I do is I get clear on what I want and what I want my life to look like and what my gifts are. And so as I begin to get clear on what it is exactly that I want and what my gifts are, that clarity starts to attract different people into my life. And it's interesting because they fit perfectly. And so when I'm clear on what I want and what my gift is, I guess this is where the marketing comes in. I begin to blog about that. I begin to infuse that into my social media, into my speaking engagements. And so my ideal client is drawn to that. And that's how we begin to work together. And right now, my ideal client are entrepreneurs who are ready to do the inner work necessary to take their business to the next level. They're entrepreneurs that have been stuck at a specific level in their business, and they're ready to see why. They're willing to open that box and dive deep into why they're stuck. And there are people who have realized that maybe traditional strategies aren't working for them right now because there's something deeper. And once they kind of unclog that pipe, everything else will flow. So yeah, those are typically the people that I draw, because I do that work myself. I figure out, where am I stuck right now, and why am I stuck, and what do I need to see to be able to get unstuck? And so therefore, those type of people are drawn to me.
That's fantastic. First, I have to say, what you do is incredible and really, really needed, because no matter how much marketing stuff that we learn or the business coach that we have, if we can't get our minds around it and our souls around it, it's not going to move forward. So I just, what you're doing is fantastic. And And I also love how you say having the clear message, because that's one thing I always try to like hone in with my clients. It's like, what is your message and who's your client? Who's the, I call it the avatar. Who is that? So that clear message is so important.
Exactly. And unless we start with that inner work, it's hard to get that message out into the world. It's like clarity. I always tell my clients that clarity is not something that you have to seek, that you have to find, or you need help with. Clarity is something that you have. But what happens is your insecurities and fears are standing in front of it. So they're blocking your clarity. So once you move through those insecurities and fears, clarity, the clarity that has always been there and will always be there, shines brightly through and you're able to see it. But right now it's just kind of blocked by insecurities and fear. So once you have that clarity, it shines through into the world.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. So now we're going to talk some kind of non-sexy stuff. This is the marketing part. This is the this is the business side that we don't like to talk about, but we have to talk about as mind, body, spirit entrepreneurs. Otherwise, we can't make our money. So so when you're working with clients and following up on leads and stuff, are you using any specific software that helps you manage your business on the back end?
To manage my business?
Yeah.
Yes, I am using, I use a program called Simplero, which basically it's godsend, to tell you the truth, for people in the same, you know, industry as me, the mind, body, spirit industry, because it's a very intuitive program that it has the membership sites, it has the email capabilities, it has the e-commerce, it has everything packaged into a really intuitive interface. And it's really interesting because you sign on and it's like, namaste, Lloyd.
Oh, nice.
every day it's a new message to you. And it's run by a really incredible man named Calvin. I can't remember his last name right now, but he's a very special guy. And it's the perfect tool for me right now because I don't like to be involved in kind of the technical aspect of everything, all of the numbers and this plugin and that plugin. And this software puts everything together. And then the other part of it is I allow myself to be supported. So I have a team of people who take care of all of those things that are so important in business. But many times people in the mind, body, spirit industry, they just feel overwhelmed by those things. So this, picking the perfect software is really important, and also picking the perfect support as well, allowing yourself to be supported by people who love that kind of stuff, you know?
Because there are people that love it, and I'm kind of one of those freaks that I can cross both sides, but there are people that love it, and they can do a better job than you can, so let them.
Exactly. And what a gift you have to be able to cross both sides. That's I guess that's why, you know, your work is so incredible, because you can work on both sides of that.
It's a whole different perspective, I'll say that. So what are you using for social media to interact with your people? Do you have one platform that works better for you than another?
Yes, I am using, for social media, I use the normal. The Facebook is probably my biggest one, and Twitter as well, and I use Instagram. I really like Instagram because I'm into these like short quotes. I'm not a person that likes to be connected to social media all day. I don't like to be available all day, and I don't like to be tied down to my computer. So I do short quotes here and there, and Instagram is really good for that. You know, you just make a short quote on top of a picture and put it out there, and you know, you can reach thousands of people with just a couple words. Yeah, so those are the social media that I use. But one thing that has been really important with my social media presence is meeting myself where I am, because you know, there's a lot of talk out there, especially in the online marketer areas that it's important to have a strong social media presence, to be present and to, you know, teach your audience how often they're going to hear from you and stay consistent and blog every week and do all of this stuff. It's just not me. I'm not that guy. I don't do that. Sorry. If that's what it takes, then Lloyd don't got it. So I had to meet myself where I was, because part of that frustration at rock bottom was that I was showing up to social media platforms every day and I did not want to be there. And so if I don't want to be there, do you think my audience is going to want to be there? They're going to notice that energy of me, you know, posting just the post. Right. And so when I met myself where I was, and I gave myself permission to post whenever I want to, blog whenever I want to, and have support from somebody else who can create. I have a communications manager who helps create consistency in my communications, because I'm not consistent at all. And so that definitely helped a lot.
That's such a great point. Having a communications manager, even if it's just someone in your team that can just give you a second look at what you're doing so they can help you be consistent. That's
so important. Yeah.
Very key. So are you using social media for like an advertising budget at all? Or are you really just, is it very organic for you?
I do both. For my, my big thing right now is, webinars. I'm loving webinars. I'm doing webinars all the time. And so what I do is I use Facebook to help promote those webinars. And I do paid advertising because it really is. I mean, I just saw this video the other day of somebody did this investigation into the likes, the advertising of the likes. Did you see that video?
I'm not sure that I did. I'd love to see it though.
Yeah, it's something called Veracity Videos or something like that. And yes, it's a very well done video, and they do these experiments, and it basically the findings were that the likes that you get in your Facebook advertising campaigns are similar to farmed, I think they call them farm likes. Mm-hmm. So they're from like these third developing countries where they don't engage with your page. They just, you know, they're basically useless likes, what they call them. So you're paying for useless likes. Yep. And so there's a lot of talk around, you know, is Facebook marketing and advertising good? And should we be doing it? Or is it a waste of money? But I use it, and I've seen pretty decent results. And I also balance it with other ways of getting traffic to my webinars. And I find that it's a great tool because it allows you to pinpoint the exact person that you want to speak to once you get clear on what your message is and who you're speaking to. It allows you to pinpoint with such precision. And I find it very exciting to watch those campaigns, to watch the click rate and all of that. What I don't find exciting about that is making all the tweaks with the tests, but I like watching
yes,
the numbers go up.
You know? So you are a little bit of a nerd.
I guess so. I guess I am a little bit on the other side sometimes. I'm a closet nerd, all right?
Well, I will address, because I like that you brought up the Facebook situation, because a lot of people are like, oh, you just got to pay to be on Facebook and Facebook doesn't work. And I will say this, paying for likes is something you can choose to do for a perception thing of building an audience. I will say that. But you're paid for likes, we're not going to get you anywhere. Not really. But to pay for advertising, how you're talking about, and doing ads and being able to funnel down into people, Facebook's incredible. And I've had people say, like, Facebook doesn't work. I'm like, let me show you how it does. And they're blown away. So, yeah, if it's the right testing and the right setup and the right funnel, you've got the right path, it's really incredible.
Exactly. You're so right, because it has worked wonders for me. But once again, it goes into the territory of allowing yourself to be supported and getting the right mentorship to learn how to do that, because Facebook can be like, it can be a hole for money if you don't have guidance on how to run it. And I've invested so much in my own healing and in my business. I've paid thousands and thousands of dollars for coaches to help teach me how the art of Facebook, because it really is an art form of building a funnel. I had no idea what a funnel was.
Right.
All I knew is I wanted to heal people. That was it. Nobody told me I needed a funnel. I thought a funnel was that thing that you put, like, you know, liquid in to put into a jar or something like that. So, yeah, I learned what a funnel was. I built it with a mentor, somebody who really knew what they were doing. I learned, here's another one, a webinar. I just thought I had to get in front of people and speak and then the money would come. No, there's a framework. There's a science behind it that actually, it's incredible. And so I learned this framework from an amazing webinar coach. And my webinars, they're still very healing, but they're also tailored for another specific result, which is to bring clients to me so that I can continue doing the work that I love.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say this, when you don't know if you're going to go down the path of paying for Facebook or whatever, like I said, you're right. Have a coach, have a mentor. Or even for Facebook, I have to say, the funneling stuff you're doing, that's really time consuming. Sometimes I find it's easier you have a team that just does it for you, because I know you have to monitor that like 24/7. So that's, if you're going to spend money somewhere, that would be one of the things I would say, definitely get someone to do that for you.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you're just giving Facebook your money.
Yeah. Facebook does not need donations. It really doesn't.
Right? That's a total donation if you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
So you're doing live events as well. So how are you capturing leads at your live events?
For the live events?
Yeah, or I'm thinking like when you're out speaking, how are people coming up and seeing you after you speak? Or are you only speaking to your specific audience?
At live events, what I do is I have the specific live events for, like retreats that are people that have, that are on my list and have bought from me and things like that. And then I have the other free live events that are basically promotion for me. Not basically, they are promotion for me and my work. And what I do is I have a very specific formula to how I present. And I've realized that I'm always, no matter what I'm doing, this healing work that I'm doing, it's still a sales pitch. It really is. And so I follow this formula that is very authentic and is very tailored to me, and that took me a long time to be able to come to terms that no matter what I'm doing, I'm still selling myself and my solutions and my products. And so in my live events, I have this very, very specific formula that I use to present and to do my work and to also pitch people to either work with me. Typically, if it's a live event, it's a pitch to work with me in an e-course or in a coaching program. Or if it's not a pitch for a product or service, it's a pitch to sign up for some sort of free training online to collect information.
And that's great. We have to remember we are still business entrepreneurs and making money, right? It is we can't think of sales, people's, sales pitch. It's like the used car salesman, but it's so much more than that. We're just offering them, we're offering them help, solutions to their problems is all we're doing.
Yeah, what really helped me understand this is that when I pitch a sale to somebody, when I give them the opportunity to buy, I'm really giving them the opportunity to say, yes, I give myself permission to heal and to get my gift out into the world and to follow in my purpose, or no, I'm not ready to do that right now. So it's not about, I don't care if they give me the money. I have no attachment to if they give me the money. Yes, I like it when they give me the money, but I don't care if they give me the money or they give, Joe Blow, the other coach down the street, the money. It's coming to that point where they make a decision of giving themselves permission to fly or not giving themselves permission to fly and to just stay there. So it has nothing to do with the money in giving it to me or anybody else. It's my sales pitch is a question. Are you ready to do the work right now to accomplish everything that you say that you want to accomplish or not? If you are ready, I would love to be your coach. Or if you don't believe that, if we both don't believe we're a good fit, then, there's other people out there. But tell yourself the truth. It's not about the money. It's about if I'm ready or not. So I just ask people if they're ready. I'm not selling anything. I'm just figuring out if they're ready. And if they're ready, I'm guiding them because I'm good at guiding people.
Beautifully said. Are you ready? Because you're right, it's never a money thing. The money's, I can't afford it. If you really want to improve yourself or improve your business, take it to the next level, you'll find that money.
That is so true. That is so true. It's, and my business coach told me, he said, Lloyd, it's never about the money. Imagine, you know, you have a lottery ticket that's worth $1 million and you want to sell it to somebody for $12,000. Do you think that person who doesn't have $12,000 in their bank account won't find a way to find that $12,000?
They will. Great analogy. Yeah,
exactly. They will look under every couch in America, counting quarters to get to that $12,000.
Right? Well, like a little IOUs.
Exactly. They will do whatever it takes.
That's fantastic. So do you are an author of a book, aren't you?
I am. Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the. And I apologize, I do not have that title in front of me. My faux pas here. But tell me about it and what you did. Did you self-publish? Did you go traditional? And like, what was the process of that for you?
Perfect. The book is The Voice Inside Your Head, and the subtitle of it, I'm drawing a blank on right now.
I love it.
It's something about attracting money into your life. It's something about attracting money, money and financial security. And I self-published. I went through the Kindle store. And I wrote that book that was at my turning point in my career. And I was at rock bottom at that point. And I wrote it in 2 days. I remember I was staying with my parents because I lost my house. And my mom gave me $100 and she just gave it to me and she said, I love you. You use this however you want. And I was like, okay. And so I used that $100 to get somebody on Fiverr to make a cover for me, to get somebody to edit the book. And after all of that was done, I put it up on Amazon and I began to tell people about my struggle and what I learned in this rock bottom struggle. And as I was telling people authentically about my experience, they were all very curious. And I made it to number 5 in self-help without a campaign to promote this, without a publicist or anybody, without a team, just me getting on Facebook and social media and telling people about what happened in my life and how I came to this knowledge of how to turn my life and my financial situation around. And it was a very vulnerable moment for me because it was hard to tell people that I was living with my parents. And I had this realization just right now, and it has changed my life, even though I don't have millions in the bank right now. And it just, that vulnerability really, really resonated with people. And like I said, it made it to number 5 in the self-help Kindle store.
Wow, that's incredible. And congratulations on taking the step to be vulnerable, to do that. But it was your story. That's that connection. I talk about authenticity all the time, and it's that connection because you told your story and who you are that everyone goes, wow.
Yep, that is so true. It's like people, they want to buy from people. They don't want to buy from experts. They want to see that you understand them, that you see them, that you see their struggle. And so when I do that, it connects me to people heart to heart rather than expert to person who needs fixed.
Right. Wow, I got goosebumps when you said it. I'll say that. So what has been your personal biggest, because you sound like you've got things really dialed in your business, which I absolutely love to hear. What was your biggest struggle with marketing, though? And how did you solve that problem?
I would say my biggest struggle with marketing was, once again, an internal problem. I was afraid of people seeing me, because if people saw me and they saw my message and said no to my message, that meant that I was bad. That meant that they rejected me, and being rejected isn't bad. So my biggest obstacle was getting over this fear of rejection and my work being out in the world. And in that time, I was using traditional marketing strategies. I was doing the social media. I was paying for advertising. I was guest posting on big sites, but I had an internal block, which was, I don't want people to see me, because if they see me, they can reject me and that's going to hurt. And so I did that internal work that we talked about a little bit earlier, and things started to flow, and the energy around my marketing completely changed. I didn't do anything different. I continued with social media. I started guest posting a lot more, which has been really big for me. Really, really big for me. I get so much traffic and so many leads from, you know, guest posting on Mind Body Green, Elephant Journal, Huffington Post, and it just happens on autopilot, because all that information is archived. And it's like, if I want to fill a webinar up with 500 people, I write an article, mm-hmm. and it happens like clockwork. And before, it just didn't happen. I was saying all of the right words, all of the vulnerable words, all of the words to connect, but nobody was connecting because I didn't want them to. So the energy of my marketing was completely off.
It hits home. I can totally understand, and I can see it in my clients, and I can see it in myself too, because I'll submit this to all my people. I know I have a problem putting myself out there as much as I should. And I'm going to take some lessons from you. I like this.
Yeah, I'm doing the work right alongside you every day, because I still have those parts that get scared and feel like, you know, I should be doing this or I should be doing that. It's a lifelong journey. The work becomes a lot easier the more you practice looking at these fears. But I'm right alongside you.
I've been doing some work, and I see I have some more to do now.
Something I was never over. That's what my clients, they always say to me. They have this big breakthrough. You know, I had one client, this was a huge story. He came to me because he was stuck in this pattern of start a business, have it do okay, and then all of a sudden it just falls to pieces. And he was doing that for like 48 years. And so he was like, I need help. I need to break this pattern. So we had one session where he had this enormous breakthrough. I'm talking about Oprah ugly cry, like ridiculous emotions and energy being released. And after, he was just like, oh my God, I feel like a completely different person. And the next day, he sends me an email and he says, Lloyd, you're never going to believe what just happened. I just got a call. And the man said, you are in the middle of a $50 million real estate deal. How much commission do you want?
That's beautiful.
Out of the blue. He wrote his own commission check, which was for somewhere around $1 million. And it just happened after he released all of these blocks. But the funny thing was, he was doing a 10-week program with me. And so this was after the first session. 5 weeks later, there's more problems. It's like, I'm afraid to lose this money. Help me get over the fear of being afraid to lose this money.
You have a client for life.
Exactly. So it's like the work, it never ends, but your willingness to step up to the plate and do this inner work makes it so much easier, and it becomes faster, and you begin to see the truth that you are divinely supported no matter what happens. So the work becomes to feel, rather than you feeling so unstable with there's always something to do, you kind of sit in ease and relax into the new work that pops up for you.
So great. I love it. And it's such a fantastic story.
Yeah, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
So throughout your journey, I know we are all big readers of different books that have influence. What would be like one or two books that you know has really helped you on your journey, whether it's a business book or a spiritual book?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, there are so many.
That's like the hardest question, right? You've got to narrow it down.
Exactly. And you put a cap on it. You said one or two.
Or three, maybe. Okay, we'll go with three.
How about 10? Let me see. So there are many. The first one that is coming to mind that was recent that really came to me at the right time in the right place was Stephen Pressfield's, not The War of Art, but the second one, Turning Pro. I think that's what it's called.
It's sitting right here on my desk.
Oh, I love it. Cool. Yeah, that book, it came to me at the right moment, and it helped me get through some obstacles that I was experiencing in my business. So that was a big one for me. All of Byron Katie's books, they're not necessarily business related, but they're about reality. And she always calls herself a lover of reality. So all of the things that we call bad or good, she loves them all equally. And so her work has helped me tremendously to see the beauty and the gifts in my fears and my rock bottom moments and my really awkward interviews that I used to give in the past. It helped me embrace all of that. And it translated so much in my business. So there's a ton of them, an absolute ton of them. But those are two good people to start with, Stephen Pressfield and Byron Katie.
Perfect. So now, looking back on your journey, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently, knowing what you know now?
To tell you the truth, there's absolutely nothing that I would do differently.
Wow.
Because I see the beauty in every single step that I took, even though some of those steps were in a pile of poop. I see that it was absolutely necessary to get me to where I am right now. And I know that I will continue, you know, stepping on the sidewalk or stepping in the grass and stepping in the poop for the rest of my life. But when I start to judge those steps and want them to be different, that's what causes the stress and the turmoil inside. So I'm grateful for every mishap, for every lost sale, for every awkward freak out in the middle of a pitch, for every dollar I went into debt, for everybody, for the haters that I get on some of my work, for everything. I'm so grateful for all of it. So I wouldn't change a thing because it's all a very small piece in building the path to where I am right now. And I love where I am right now.
That is so lovely. It's embracing everything. I think it's Deepak, but one of his things I follow is like, everything is as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Not be how you want it to be, but it is as it should be. And that's my little mantra all the time. Like, okay, there's a reason.
I love that. Those are some really, really wise words. Yes.
So yes. Where do you see yourself going next? Where are we going to find you? Like, what's your next part of your platform build?
So next is more live retreats, more live events. Right now, the majority of my work is online, where I'm able to reach people all over the world. I have calls where I have people calling in from Singapore, from Australia, from the US, from Mexico. And it's a great feeling to be able to work with so many people who are in so many different places. But my next step is more in-person healing retreats. So going out on tour, something similar to, you know, Abraham and Esther Hicks, how they do those tours. That's really big for me. And I have a second book in the works. Yeah, that's my next step. More live events.
Fantastic. And so what was the last bit of advice you would give my listeners that, you know, if they're trying to start their business, they're maybe struggling, seem to have the answers to so much. What would be one little gem you would give them?
To start their work inside, to start the work of the personal growth work of looking deeply at your fears, expressing those fears, allowing them to be released, getting to know those fears, and seeing how they influence your decisions and your behaviors in your business. And once you have that knowledge of how your fears are influencing your decisions and your behaviors in business, that's a place of empowerment. Because when you know what's happening, you can make a choice to continue the old patterns or to build new patterns. So my advice is to go inward. Many times the marketing strategies, the business plans, many times those can be used as distractions from something that's even bigger. They're absolutely necessary. Don't get me wrong. That I got a funnel, I got a marketing strategy, and I have a business plan. But for a long time, I was using those as distractions. I was saying, my website isn't perfect enough. I don't have a business plan yet. My marketing strategy doesn't look great. My funnel isn't large enough. And that was just distracting from the fears that I had inside of what would happen if millions of people hear my voice and hear my message. What will happen when I do guest posts and they're distributed to millions of people? What happens if they don't like it? What does that say about me? And so I encourage you to begin that inner work alongside the external work, to find a mentor, a guide that will help guide you into those places that want to be seen so that you can become unstuck and build the life and the business of your dreams.
That is stunning. I'm almost speechless, which almost never happens. So I am positive someone is going to want to reach out to you and find out more about what you do. So where would they find you?
You can find me, I'm usually hanging out at my website at Lloyd Burnett, that's LLOYDBURNETT.com. And, you know, you can surf around my website and find out how to contact me there. And then also I give a lot of free trainings. And if you want to see what the next free training is, you can go to LloydBurnett.com/free trainings. And there'll be something there for you, whether if it's manifestation for entrepreneurs, clearing your fears and resistance for entrepreneurs, or whatever it may be. There's always something very sexy.
I like it. We're going to end on sexy. I love it.
Start on the stuff that we had.
Well, thank you so much. We are so blessed I've had you here today and all the information you've given us. It's really, I think it's hit home, I know, on this side, and I'm sure to many of my listeners. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me here. You've created a beautiful platform for people to learn the whole package. I love it how you mix together all of these important strategies that are absolutely necessary in business, but also balance that with the inner work that goes hand in hand with those strategies. So your listeners have a great gift, and it's been an honor for me to be on this show with you. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you so much.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.